from KQED.
This is, of course, graduation season, and for many college students, a degree is their reward for all those all-nighters. But for two graduate students in Stockton, their ultimate goal is not a piece of paper. They want to transform a failing school. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis explains.
Meet two of California's newest college grads.
My name is Talia Ortega, and I teach fifth grade at Nightingale.
I'm Katie Burns, and I teach sixth grade at Nightingale.
Nightingale is a public school in Stockton, and these two women just finished 2 years of graduate school while holding down their full-time teaching jobs. They enrolled in Teachers College of San Joaquin Valley, a little-known school that trains public school teachers to become school reformers. Here's one of their promotional videos.
For me, action research is a way for teachers to really get to know their students and better their teaching practice.
My project and my presentation is on student-directed learning.
The college's motto is about giving teachers a voice. They learn to develop their own brand of teaching philosophies in this era of teacher accountability. That appealed to Burns, who says Nightingale's boilerplate instruction was causing her students to tune out.
I see my students' eyes kind of glaze over, and I think, oh, here we go again. And it takes away a lot of our professional judgment and our creativity. So as a teacher, it's frustrating. It's frustrating to come to work every day and know that your students aren't excited to be here.
Nightingale students come from mostly poor and immigrant families. It's been labeled a low-performing school for more than a decade and was placed on a federal watch list last spring. That triggered Ortega and Burns to do something drastic. What if they put their graduate school work into practice, they thought, and relaunched Nightingale as Stockton's first charter school, where the teachers call the shots? They were facing a tight deadline. The school board already planned to fire half of Nightingale's teaching staff and its principal.
We stormed the board meetings, and we asked to give us a chance and reform by using the charter. And as we started looking at options, we drafted a proposal like in one night.
The school board accepted the plan. The district will run the charter school, and there will still be a principal. But the teachers are responsible for designing the entire curriculum.
Okay, I want you to read it line by line, and I want you to pause after each idea. So read it.
Ortega stands over a student's shoulder as they go step by step through the U.S. Constitution. She says creativity, critical thinking, and hands-on projects will be the hallmarks of the new Nightingale. The goal is to keep students interested in their schoolwork, but already the teachers are more engaged.
I do not think it's rare for teachers to know what's best. I think it's rare for them to have a way in which to implement those ideas.
Catherine Carney is dean of Teachers College of San Joaquin Valley. She says in this era of rapid reform and attacks on unions, teachers' voices often get lost.
So what we've done is we've provided them with a structure and a framework for them to begin to implement those ideas and also to question their assumptions.
Teacher-led charter schools are not common, but they are beginning to emerge across California. Initially, teachers stuck to their role as teachers. Now they're increasingly taking on administrative roles. And in some cases, they're hiring the principal or collectively operating the school, like at Avison Charter School near Pasadena. Priscilla Wastetter is a professor of education at the University of Southern California. She says the challenge with teacher-led reform movements is, well, teacher burnout.
You know, people who work in schools where they have a strong role in what goes on can no longer turn around and blame someone down the hall. They are all in it together. And so I think for Nightingale, the issue in looking forward is what is the role that teachers are going to play once the school opens as a charter school?
And that question could get complicated really soon. For Ortega and Burns, the two teachers at the center of Nightingale's transformation, budget cuts led to pink slips for both of them last month. So while they may not have jobs waiting for them in the fall, they've pledged to finish the work they started at Nightingale. They say their students are depending on them. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.
And to read about how the graduates of the Teachers College got high-tech training, follow the link on our website, californiareport.org.